Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you remember, we discussed on VFN TV about how soldiers were feeling intimidated about sharing their faith in the military branches. And if, you know, no one should feel intimidated, no matter where they work or or live, to be able to express their faith in the Lord. But, you know, as a citizen, you have rights. You know, anyone can express any faith, you know, because you have rights as a citizen, freedom of speech, and to pursue religion and a relationship with God. I mean, freedom. And recently, according to BuzzPro, the president has ordered military not to hand out Bibles. On top of them feeling intimidated, this is what the BuzzPro is reporting. I want to make sure that this is related for you. But there, this is what's being discussed, that the Obama administration is ordering soldiers not to hand out Bibles to those in need, even those who are contemplating suicide. Rather, soldiers must send them to the chaplain. Now, you know that the military, they have all sorts of chaplains. I mean, they have Wiccans. I mean, all sorts of chaplains. But at the 62nd National Day of Prayer observance in Washington, D.C., the United States Coast Guard Rear Admiral William Lee proclaimed that no matter what the government may order, he will continue to share Bibles with his soldiers whenever needed. Listen, this admiral, Mr. William Lee, Rear Admiral, I mean, we salute you. I mean, that is awesome to be able to care more about God and your relationship with the Lord than anything else. I mean, it comes a point in life where you're going to need to, you know, stay and stand. You know, we've heard it said, even if it stinks for you, it may sting for you. May cost you loss of job, loss of position. It may cost you. But believe me, it won't cost you in the throne room of heaven. It won't cost you when you look into the eyes of Jesus. And I see so many people wavering. I see so many people these days just, you know, not wanting to stir anything up. You know, my religion is a private thing. I don't know. Jesus died publicly. Publicly, Jesus was crucified. And it wasn't for us to hide around in a corner. I want you to hear the admiral for yourself and what he had to say, and may his words inspire you. Watch this.
Right now, as we speak, leaders like myself are feeling the constraints of rules and regulations and guidance issued down by lawyers, and that puts us in a tighter and tighter box regarding our constitutional right to express our religious faith. As one general so aptly put it, they expect us to check our religion in at the door. Don't bring that here. Leave that business to the chaplains. I'm here to tell you there's not enough chaplains to go around. And who can tell that young man who is downtrodden and on his last legs, who has no hope, to go make an appointment to see the chaplain? Go get in line and wait when the opportunity right now exists. Yet if I do something, such as I did just several weeks ago when I was looking into the face of a young man, 20-some years old, who had 18 months before put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger and survived. When I looked at that young man and I heard his story, the rules say, send him to the chaplain. My heart said, give this man a Bible.
powerful.
Wow.
Give that man a Bible. We need to pray for our military personnel. You just heard from Coast Guard Rear Admiral William Lee, and he's telling you firsthand, one that is pretty high in leadership there, telling you that this is what's being handed down to them by lawyers, and they're having to make a decision to follow orders or follow their heart. Mm-hmm. And really what they're saying is following God. And you're counseling a soldier who's contemplating suicide.
Mm-hmm.
He says, listen, here's a Bible. You need to find God. And Steve, I want you to talk to us and give us a perspective as one who has served us in the military, mm-hmm. as a U.S. Marine, two tours of duty. Talk to us and share with us the importance of anyone in the military, especially someone like your commanding officer, someone of high rank, being able to share with you not only the Bible, but Christ's testimony.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to us from that perspective.
Well, just hearing this, it just really highlights that the power of the church. We are the hands and feet of Christ. It's that is the gift that Jesus provides us. It's not, we don't have to go to the specific whoever. Mm-hmm. We can go to Jesus. We ourselves have a relationship with him. And I think about in my own personal life, when I was in active duty, when I was in the Marine Corps, even when I was deployed in Fallujah,
those who don't know, where's Fallujah?
It's in Iraq. It's actually it's about 60 miles west of Baghdad. Two of the most significant people that had the most impact in my life before I even knew the Lord was not the chaplain, was not my commanding officer. There was actually the point man in my team. His name was Malachi. And a guy on the other team that him and I actually went through infantry school together. We went through reconnaissance school together. And his name was Josiah. And I distinctively remember coming home after a specific mission, standing by his rack in tears, thanking him, telling him, I think that you are an angel that God sent. And I didn't even know the Lord. How many times before we left the wire, we would pray.
The wire. You're giving us military terms. Help us out.
Leaving the wire is basically, you know, you're setting up your trucks. You're about to go on a mission. We would be outside the base for 2-3 weeks at a time, sometimes more than a month, out in Iraqi countryside amidst the locals, away from any friendly forces. And I did not even know the Lord. I did not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But I would tell you what, I always ask for prayer. And like I said, again, the most significant people that had an impact on my life were Christians, were people that were not shy about your faith like you're talking about, that they weren't private Christians. They were bold and they said, hey, you know, this is what I'm reading in my Bible. And I would just watch them read the Bible. Every time I walked past them in their room, they were reading the Bible. They were willing to talk about Jesus. They're willing to pray. And that, to this day, when I first gave my life to the Lord, Malachi was the first one I went and tried to reach out to and find. And I found his mom on social media and I got connected with Malachi. And I told him, I said, I gave my life to the Lord, man. All of those prayers that you did had an impact. But it highlights how important that is to the church. Don't be quiet about your faith. Don't say, go to that man. If you know Jesus Christ, tell others what has happened in your life. Pray for them. Your words matter.
What would you say to someone who has influence, particularly in the military, a commanding officer? This is a rear admiral in the Coast Guard. And so what's the significance of their leadership and what they're able to communicate in regards to Christ? If they're a believer, what would you say? What kind of impact would they have if they were willing to not necessarily follow orders in this case, or not give out a Bible, but follow their heart.
Yeah.
Follow what God tells you.
We look at it in Romans. Romans talks about it, says all authority is established by God. It's like you did not get there on your own. You did not get there because of your college degree. You did not get there because of your, you know, your physical fitness test score or your aptitude test. You got there because God established you. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have a beacon of light within you, and God has put you there to be in a place of influence because you're impacting those that are on the front lines, whatever branch that you're in. Stand bold for God. What I heard somebody else say before, it's just like when you're just simply present and you decide to make that stand, it's God that's moving through you, and allow the Holy Spirit to use your voice to be his voice. And just say, it's not by might, it's not by strength, but it's by the Spirit. And watch what God does, because it's God that puts you there.
Wow. Let me tell you, this is so encouraging. I'm thankful for your service and for Malachi and Josiah, faithful soldiers in the military and faithful soldiers for the Lord. But we have Steve here today in the kingdom of God because of their faithful witness. And I'm thankful for the Rear Admiral, William. My goodness, William Lee and all of those in military leadership that love the Lord. I mean, I think about General Boykin. You know, those that are serving in the military that love Jesus, we are praying for you, and we encourage our viewing audience, our listening audience around the world, pray for the military. Mm-hmm. Pray that these policies will go away, that this strategy waged really against our soldiers and giving them the opportunity to find Christ and to get counsel and to receive Bibles, that would go away. I mean, we stick Bibles in hotel rooms. I mean, come on. Every soldier should not only be allowed to have a Bible, but every soldier should be given a Bible.
Amen.
We're asking these men and women to stand up and fight for us and to lay their life down for us. Mm-hmm. What greater inspiration than to find out about the one who laid down their life for them?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll